Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the eBay Auction Tips Task Force. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with Tim Knox. Hey, Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm really excited to be back live on the air with you today. And, you know, we've been talking about eBay, and one of the things we don't really talk a lot about is the fact that there are a lot of eBay specialty sites, like there's eBay Express, eBay Motors, there are eBay stores, eBay Business, Half.com, ApartmentsForRent.com, and I think they're even selling tickets from a specialty, and in addition to all the different categories, there are actually specialty sites that eBay has. And one of the biggest ones is, of course, eBay Motors, and I understand they're the largest like car seller in the world.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they sell more cars on eBay Motors than, you know, like that all the dealerships combined. It's amazing. The last statistics I heard was they sell like an F-150 pickup truck every 2 seconds. I mean, it really is that amazing.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of pickup trucks.
That's a lot of business.
And, yeah, and it's, you know what? It's a great place to get a good deal. I have bought 7 or 8 cars off of eBay Motors, but you have to be very careful. You know, like all of eBay, when you're looking at buying a car, which is a big ticket item, you really, really, really want to do your homework and investigate the seller and get as much information as you can about the car before you put in a bid.
Right, and it's just like anything else. You need to know what it is you're doing and then make sure that you... Well, I actually never bought a car, Tim, so did you ever see the car before it arrived?
No. What you do is you rely on the sales page, but you also use some common sense. Okay, when you go to eBay Motors, you're going to find that the majority of people selling cars are dealers and or wholesalers. They're people in the car industry, and a small fraction are going to be like, you know, just the average guy trying to sell a car. And you can always spot the difference because the car dealers usually have really nice, slick sales pages. And they include a thorough description of the car. You know, a lot of them will include a Carfax. They'll include, you know, dozens of pictures. You can actually find out more about a car on eBay Motors than if you were just going to go up the street and buy one from your neighbor, because you got to rely on your neighbor to tell you everything. Well, eBay Motors, they're so strict about, you know, honesty, and you've got to really tell everything. You know, you can really tell more about a car than you would if you were walked up the street and test drove it. Now, of course, you want to look at things, Scott, like the feedback of the seller. You know, you can look, and I love the feedback system because that'll tell you right up front, you know, how many cars they've sold, how many were positive experiences for the buyers. You know, if you go on and look at the feedback of a seller and it's just, you know, wow, this is a great experience, love my new car. You know, if it's those over and over and over, you know you've got a reputable seller. But if you look at the feedback and you've got a guy, the car was not as described when I got it. It only had 3 wheels and no back seat. Well, you know you've got some problems, right?
Right.
So just use common sense. You know, check out the seller just like you would the seller of any other product. You can, of course, call the Better Business Bureau, you know, in the seller's hometown. But and if you've got any questions whatsoever about the car, just email the seller the question, and they have to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's one thing I've really noticed too. When I've bought something and I've had a question, is I get very, very fast response from all the different sellers that I've ever dealt with, and I think that's one of the cool things about eBay is everybody seems to be pretty good on the customer service end of it. The other thing I've noticed too, because I'm just over at eBay Motors right now, is you can get free buyer protection coverage.
Yeah.
So eBay provides up to $20,000 in fraud protection for your vehicle, which would make me feel pretty confident when I look to buy a car, as long as it's under $20,000.
Yeah, and you're going to find that most of the cars there that are offered by the dealers, they're either going to be trade-ins that the dealer got, or I think the majority of them are like auction cars that they buy at factory auctions. You know, when they have lease turn-ins, if you lease a car, at the end of the lease, you turn it back into the dealer. You know, the dealer will either put that car on the lot for sale, or they'll take it to an auction or turn it back into the factory. And they have these huge auctions, and that's where the dealers go and buy their stock. So usually, you know, every car that I bought, I mean, I was very happy with. They were all exactly as described. You know, a couple of them that were more late model had been taken very good care of. They had been, you know, dealer records and everything. So I was real comfortable buying the car. But, you know, always, you know, if there's a problem, go through eBay system, you know, because eBay really will help you out. They want you to have a good experience here, and they only want reputable sellers on eBay. So if you have a problem, I mean, you just go back to eBay, and they're going to help get involved and help you settle it. But
right. just like everybody else or any other business,
yeah,
you're going to run into
exactly
the problem and or
just,
the bad apple. And
right,
I'm sure that eBay Motors has had, you know, its fair share of scams as well.
Oh, without a doubt. There's actually one that I just heard about today that we need to make people aware of. There was a couple who bid on a truck, and they didn't win the bid. They were like second or third in line. Well, a couple of days after, they got an email from someone who claimed to be the owner of the truck, and they said that the buyer had backed out, and they wanted to know if the couple would be willing to just buy the truck off of eBay for $5,000. Well, the couple didn't, you know, they didn't investigate. They took it at face value. And so they sent this person a cashier's check for $5,000. Well, guess what? That person had nothing to do with that truck. They basically were just criminals who were, this is just another one of those eBay scams. And so these people have absolutely no recourse at all because they didn't conduct the business through eBay. And they, you know, looking back, they said that some of the correspondence that they got from the guy said, hey, we don't go back to eBay on this. I don't want to do this through eBay because of the fees. You deal directly with me, et cetera. And all those are huge red flags. So
right.
What happened was this criminal, and I'm sure he's done it to a lot of other people, went in and looked at who was bidding on this truck, you know, looked at the losing bidders, because you can always see who's bidding, and, you know, probably clicked on their ID, found their About Me page, somehow found their email address, and contacted them directly, and as a result, they were out $5,000. Nothing they can do.
Ouch.
Yeah, big ouch. So, you know, if you get involved with eBay Motors, you know, do it the right way. Use eBay's platform. Always have open communication with the seller. Always get the seller's phone number. You know, a reputable seller, Scott, will have a high feedback rating. They'll have their phone number, their email address, their website address, everything right there on their sales page. So if you do your homework, you know, make sure you're, you know, dealing with someone reputable, you shouldn't have a problem. Like I said, I've bought seven cars off eBay, I think, at seven or eight, and had no problem whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, I was at eBay Live a couple of years ago, which is the big annual event mm-hmm. that eBay puts on. And one of the themes that ran throughout the whole conference, and I was very impressed with it, was that of safety,
yeah,
which was, of course, exactly what we're talking about here. You know, is eBay has a lot of systems in place to protect people from being scammed or to give them recourse if the product isn't what they want and they're having trouble with the seller, right? And they went over and over and over about how, you know, we've created a safe environment where you can, it's just like, you know, who would go into a 7-Eleven if you knew that there was a gang there, you know, with clubs at everyone waiting for you to walk through the door,
right.
Right? Of course, no one would, but everyone feels safe, doesn't matter what time of day or night, going into most 7-Elevens and getting what, I think all 7-Elevens, and getting what I always do anyway, and getting what they want. And I think eBay has done a really good job of creating that safe environment. And of course, part of it is being able to quickly deal with these types of things that happen. And if you don't deal through eBay, you're really on your own.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very important point.
Yeah, well, you know, it's important to eBay that you have a good experience.
Exactly.
Because eBay doesn't want you, you know, to lose money. They don't want you to get ripped off. They don't want you telling the world about it because that makes them look bad. And mm-hmm. so if you conduct, again, use common sense. You know, like my daddy says, act like you got some smarts. You know, use common sense, investigate the seller, always look at the feedback rating, make sure that you have clear contact information, ask any questions about the car you can think. You can request a Carfax report. You know, most dealers will fax you a Carfax report about the car. So just do all of that stuff and keep your brains about you and your wits, and you should be fine. And you know, you can usually get cars on eBay for far less than you could buy at a dealer, because they're selling them off at near wholesale prices.
Right.
You know, every car that I bought, I saved a ton of money on.
Yeah, so you can save some money. I was thinking the other side of that is, don't be greedy. You know, if it's a $50,000 car and the guy's offering it to you for $5,000,
yeah,
there's a good chance that, you know, there's something
something's wrong. Yeah, and you know, always make sure, another thing is always make sure that the car has a clear title. Okay, and I used to, I'm an old car guy. I used to actually have a small dealership selling and buying cars. You know, always make sure that it is a clear title, not, you know, that there's no lien on the title. Also make sure that it's not a rebuilt title. Okay, if a car is in a wreck and they have to like rebuild the engine, they will sometimes put a title on that car and it's a rebuilt title. Now, that doesn't mean that the car is bad. That just means that this car had some damage, it was in a wreck, or the motor blew, and the title is a rebuilt title, and you need to know about that. If this car, you know, had the engine replaced, you need to know about it. And again, that all goes back to the asking the questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Great. Well, thanks, Tim. I know that that you've got a conference call coming up in a few minutes, and I don't want you to be late for it. I really appreciate you squeezing this podcast episode into your busy day. You're going to be launching your new book in a very short period of time. Am I not correct?
You are correct. The new book is out June 22nd, and we will be doing a huge promotion with a lot of my top joint venture partners, including you, I'm sure.
Yes.
Look for a promotion the week of June the 18th, because you'll be able to get the book and probably $500 or $600 in bonus items. We're just racking up the bonuses here, so it's going to be a very cool thing. So look for that the week of June 18th, and the book is out June 22nd.
And the name of the book is?
Everything I Know About Business, I Learned from My Mama.
And where could someone get it if they listen to this after June 18th?
They can go to Amazon.com. They can go to every bookstore. It's going to be in Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Books & Millions, every bookstore across the country, as well as all the online resellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera, et cetera.
Cool. And now, is this going to be a really, you know, deep, heavy discussion about the state of business today and everything that's wrong? And am I going to be depressed when I'm finished reading? Is it going to be boring? Tell me a bit about it.
I'm taking that you're asking that question just as a setup, because you already know the answer.
I want everybody else to know the answer.
Well, it is a funny book. It really is, because, you know, my background, aside from business and writing and stuff, I used to do stand-up comedy years ago, opened for Jeff Foxworthy, opened for Ron White, opened for Gallagher, a bunch of others. So everything I do has an air of humor to it. So what this book is, it's part memoir. It talks about growing up, you know, poor here in the sticks in Alabama, but the, you know, how I got the entrepreneurial spirit at a young age, and how over the course of years I built a number of successful businesses and have done seven figures the last few years. So it's funny, it's entertaining, a lot of great stories, but it also has some nuts and bolts, you know, very basic business how-to advice. A lot of it is based on my newspaper column, Small Business Q&A. So it's funny, it's entertaining, but it is informative, but it is not heavy in the least unless you use it as a doorstop.
Good.
All right.
All right. So I'm looking forward to reading it. I can't wait for it to come out. And yes, I've already sent you an email with a bonus, a really good podcasting ebook that I wrote on how to do a podcast and make it successful. And that's going to be one of the bonuses. And that's awesome. So this wraps up another eBay Auction Tips Task Force podcast. Tim, thank you very much for joining us. Everybody else that's out there listening, we appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to our podcast. If you have any questions, any comments, head over to ourauctionpodcast.com. You can leave some comments, any questions you've got there. We'd love to hear from you. You can even go on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating if you so desire. And until next time, Tim.
Scott,
goodbye.
Have a great day.